USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the state house in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
USA Radio News Facebook is bringing us tools to find vaccination information easier. Peng Ji Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us helpful tips. What tips do you have for us today?
I'm Kayak Jin, head of health at Facebook. Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated. If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
More details on Monday's mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says he's ruling out claims that the Boulder mass shooting suspect had any ties to terrorist groups. The shooting suspect's brother telling the Daily Beast this was not at all a political statement, it's a mental illness. To which former FBI agent Chris Swecker tells Fox News sometimes it's about people reporting family members if they are mentally unstable. It's not about gun control legislation.
Colorado has every gun law known to this country. I mean, they have a red flag law, which is a law that allows family or law enforcement to petition to have a gun removed from someone who appears to be dangerous and mentally unstable. But that didn't prevent this incident. I think, as a commentator, I can say that I think there's some responsibility on the part of family and friends to invoke that law.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In his first court appearance since being accused of gunning down 10 people at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado Monday, 21-year-old Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alyssa will stay behind bars. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket this week appeared in court for the first time and was denied bail at the hearing. The judge said Ahmad Alisa, who faces 10 charges of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting attack at the King's Superstore, must be held without bond. Defense attorneys said they wanted more time to evaluate his mental state. The judge made the ruling during a brief hearing in which he formally faced charges for killing 9 civilians and Officer Eric Talley. He's also charged with attempted murder of another police officer. They say he used a Ruger AR-556, which is a weapon that would have been banned under a Boulder City law enacted in 2018, but the ban was overturned by a local judge just days before the attack. Three Colorado lawmakers have called for a statewide ban on the type of assault weapon that was used in the Boulder attack. Colorado lawmakers have already proposed two bills for gun reform. One would set more stringent rules for firearm storage, and the other would require owners to report lost or stolen guns.
King Supers, where the shooting took place, is known to be a gun-free zone. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.